This is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Ryan, R-Y-A-N, first name Sean, S-H-A-W-N, date of birth 11-3-1963, date of evaluation February 21, 2023. The chief complaint routine follow-up. The HBI, the patient is a 59-year-old male who is known to have history of congestive heart failure, period. He stated that he had developed shortness of breath dating to approximately October 24, 2022, period. He further has history of aortic dissection dating to 2020, period. At that time, he had underwent stenting for aortic dissection, period. He has had no dyspnea or chest pain, except when he runs out of medication, period. His history is further significant for a motor vehicle accident which occurred on the Bay Bridge, period. At that time, the patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident September 30, 2021, at which time he was traveling 50 miles per hour on the Bay Bridge when he was sideswiped by a car, period. In the field, he noted right leg weakness and numbness, period. His hospital course was notable for a T12 left displaced transverse process fracture, L1 displaced left transverse process fracture, L2 grade 1 anterolisthesis on L3, bilateral displaced transverse process fractures, oblique line to the spinous process, L3 vertebral body fracture, L4 right transverse process fracture, left heart deficit prompting posterior approach, period. He was further noted to have left 9 to 12 posterior rib fractures, period, left T10 to 12 transverse process fractures, period. He was found to have positive toxicology for methamphetamine, period. He, on the surgical findings, was further noted to have retroperitoneal and left psoas hematoma, trace left pneumothorax, and trace left pleural effusion, most likely hemothorax, period. Postoperative course was remarkable for some bleeding, period. He had been discharged to rehab at California Pacific Regional Rehab Center, period. He was admitted there on October 6, 2021, and discharged October 28, 2021, period. The patient, as noted, currently denies any chest pain, period. His past medical history is as above. Next number, congestive heart failure. Next number, aortic dissection. Past surgical history, as described above, period. In addition, he has had gunshot wound to the abdomen, liver, and chest, period. Medications, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, furosemide 40 milligrams 1 daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history, he has history of marijuana use, but he stated none in 10 years. He has history of methamphetamine use, period. His last use was approximately 4 to 5 days earlier, period. The review of systems constitutional, he has history of trauma as noted above. Neck, he has stiffness and pain. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, musculoskeletal, as noted above, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 141/74, pulse 84, respiratory rate 18. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the exam is essentially unremarkable. The impression, one, history of congestive heart failure, number two, history of aortic dissection, status quo standing, additional problems as per discharge summary from California Pacific Regional Rehab Center. Discharge date 10/28/2021. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.